This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hour and a half to go. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings on Lemon in Dallas. Join us for some food and beverage and some fellowship. And speaking of fellowship, Bobby Bell from Sean and RJ, weekday mornings 6 to 10 here on 105 through the Fan, has made his way down to our broadcast position, and he joins us now.
Heck yeah.
Good afternoon, sir.
What's up?
I
made a drunken promise at 10:30 last night to Wolchuk on the phone. He's like, you should come out to Buffalo Wild Wings. I said I should. And then I remembered that about midway through the afternoon. I was like, oh, yeah, time to head over there.
Yep.
Well, it's good to see you.
Which one of you was drunk?
Both of us.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Living it up.
Football was back last night. Yeah, it is a football Friday.
I found out Zach's middle name.
Yeah,
that was very exciting. I didn't know that.
My sister ratted me out on that one.
I already forgot it, though.
Thank God.
Bartholomew.
It's close. It's something like that.
It's not Bartholomew. It is an
Archibald.
No.
Text in what you think Wolchuk's middle name is.
It begins with an M. I remember that.
And
it
remember.
Does, it does begin with an M.
Remember, he is our.
Maximilian?
No, it's I'm named after my grandfather, my great grandfather. So it's an M. It's a British name.
It's British.
McCormick.
No.
Oh, that would be sick.
McCallum.
Not Michael.
Those are last names, but no.
Yeah, this is very specifically a middle name. I mean, freaking get with the program.
Middlesbrough.
My middle name's Knight.
Okay. Fair enough.
BK. We'll continue to guess. Yeah. Here's Eric Chiafalo with an edition of the finest.
Thank you very much. Okay, now football returned last night, and it was a flurry of fun, starting with Xavier Worthy. Oh, my goodness. Now we have a Texas fan, not alum, but fan, Bobby, hanging out with us here now. That was exciting. The speed jumped off the screen, and he now has the same amount of touchdowns as Sky Moore has in his 33 career games.
Boy, it's not just him. Like, I mean, Xavier Worthy was obviously like the big draw last night in terms of the guy who kind of popped off the screen. But I don't know about you guys, but watching that last night, I was going, Dallas does not have the speed these two teams have.
No.
They do not. Like, I don't think on offense or defense, Dallas moves as fast as those teams do. And I'm not just talking about Worthy. I just mean in general. It gave me some pause and some concern for 2 weeks from now when you got Baltimore. Because that's a lot of speed. It just looked different.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised with just how much Lamar Jackson was just putting himself out there, running around like crazy. I mean, 9 times out of 10, Baltimore wins against whatever team that is, not named Mahomes, not in Arrowhead. But it was super fun, and Xavier Worthy doing what he did was wonderful. And that leads us now to wonder whether or not we can induct this pregame Rodney Harrison take into the Worst Take Hall of Fame.
Here
take
we go.
It away, Rodney Harrison.
But Jason Garrett keeps talking about Xavier Worthy. He's a little skinny guy. Like, he doesn't scare me. I know he's fast, but he doesn't scare me. But I agree with Devin.
Mm.
So that was
that
just
did not age well. That did not. Yeah, absolutely not. That's like awful takes exposed.
Right. Or freezing cold takes,
freezing cold
or
takes.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Certainly, a cold take Hall of Famer, but just as bad as it gets there. And how about Jason Garrett really being the one who shines through in a moment saying, like, hey, Xavier Worthy's the guy to be watching. Rodney Harrison's like, pipe down over there, J-Jeezy. We're not here for your football takes.
Yeah, I don't care what he does. He's skinny.
Yeah,
he can't do it.
He's so skinny, he can't run fast and score touchdowns. I just don't believe it.
It's one of those two where he's the one thing I wonder if, like, he was so impressive in the limited stuff. I wonder if Kansas City's coming out of this game, though, even with the victory, and they're going, all right, he played 60% of the snaps. We got to figure out a way to get him more than four touches.
Yeah.
Because he had one carry and three targets, and he scored on two of them. So, I mean, I think Kansas City's probably looking at this and going, like, okay, this is real. This is something we got to figure out immediately, how to get the ball in his hands.
And just wait till they get Hollywood Brown back. Like, this offense is going to be so scary.
Yeah, Smith-Schuster had the drop.
Yep.
You know, there's so many ways it could have been better last night. But I'm excited about this Kansas City team.
I am worried if I'm a Raven, I'm worried about my guy. Has he lost his leg? And old Justin Tucker.
Had a miss.
I saw he's 1 for 6 for 50-plus yard field goals.
Yeah.
It's like, the last 2 years?
In his last 7 attempts of 50 or more. So that was probably all last year, you would think.
He
but maybe it's the
50,
last 2 years.
He missed a 50, what, 7? 50? He missed one in the game yesterday.
Move over, like Justin 53. Tucker.
53.
No longer the best kicker. Time for Butter Aubrey.
Let me go Zachary Malcolm Wolchuk.
It's not Malcolm. We have had a couple people guess this correctly, though, on the text line.
Ooh,
I knew it. Marmaduke.
Mateo. It's not Mateo.
Is it Maury
Malachi.
Or something?
You're close.
It was something like that.
Yeah,
Murray?
Maury, like Daryl Maury?
You're close with Maury.
Maurice?
F. Murray Abraham.
It's Maurice.
Zachary Maurice.
Maurice.
It's one of my favorite names.
My grandfather's name was Maurice. We called him Grandpa Maury.
Yeah.
So shout out to you, sir.
I love that, man. Well,
love that guy.
That's a fun fact. I've known Wolchuk for a while, and I don't know if I for sure knew that.
Yeah, I
clearly
don't really bring it up
head.
Much. Yeah, it's an old name, but yep.
Our guy Maurice over
Big
here.
Big Mo.
Hey, how about the Eagles fan that just lost his girlfriend on a game day? That definitely generally is something that could sting you and maybe knock you off balance a little bit as you prepare for your season starting in Brazil. But this is how it went. The girl's the one that posted the screenshot. Two Philly folks that are dating. And she responds to a text that he, I guess, had texted her yesterday, and she didn't respond. And then she just did respond. And this is what she said. Hey, sorry I didn't answer this yesterday. I've had a great time getting to know you and a lot of fun hanging out, but I'm not feeling a strong connection otherwise. I'm glad we met, and I wish you well. Good luck out there. Oh, and his response was, word, go Birds. I'm like, wow, what a...
So like a true Eagle
I fan. Hate to do this, but that's fan of the day right there. We have to award him.
That's very day. Tom Herman-like with the OK Cool hook'em from back in the day.
I love that.
Yeah.
So much.
Now that's the most 2024 dating story I've ever seen.
It just means more sometimes for these Philly fans, man. They're absolutely ridiculous.
I would imagine the losers that comprise the Eagles fan base are quite used to girls dumping them.
Yeah, that's true.
He's an everyday occurrence.
He's a veteran. Speaking of veterans, and just a full circle, this was a no-brainer situation. Even if he had hung him up at some point, which he never would because he's a football lifer, you have to bring him back for a day like this in Sao Paulo, Brazil, covering the Eagles. It is, of course, Sal Palantonio, who is just synonymous with Eagles
Let's
football.
Go.
In Sao Paulo, Brazil, probably getting cocktails with Jane Slater, shopping it up, soaking it in, doing it right, because no one's going to bleep with Sal Pal when the Eagles are in town.
You think Slater's doing cocktails down there? You don't think she's got one of her typical, like, Coronas with the lime in it and trying to tackle people in bars?
She told us what she was drinking.
You know,
I can't remember what it was
do.
Called. It was like a fancy name.
Yeah. It had a Coquita.
Yeah, Coquita. Never heard of it.
Yeah.
But fancy.
Yeah. She's a fancy girl.
Sounded delicious.
She's doing Oklahoma drills there. You know she is.
Her and Sal
Powell. I was happy she took it easy this year.
She's got a bunch of people lined up playing bull in the ring right now.
Okay, this is...
Two, three, four. Jane just... She's using the just flipping them off, you know.
Oh, no.
Okay, I think we all know the answer to this question, but let's see if we're unanimous here as football guys. The team whose coach is most likely to get in trouble for doing bull in the ring at an NFL practice where that's too physical these days. Who's the coach on three? Everybody say your coach who's getting fined for this.
I'm trying to
scan
my memory.
Okay, bull in the ring, okay. Over physical, crossing the line, NFLPA on the horn,
okay, yeah.
With coach on three. One, two, three.
Coach Harbaugh.
I think we all got that.
Dan Campbell.
I said Dan Campbell.
No, okay, to me there were three options here. I thought Harbaugh.
Harbaugh.
I thought Campbell.
Campbell.
Saleh.
And Saleh. Okay.
I said Greg Williams.
Greg.
Only if he's getting paid. Only if he's getting a bounty for it.
I do think Man Campbell is probably the right answer, but I did want to show some respect there with a vote for Jim Harbaugh.
Would do it for sure. The Chargers.
I don't think Saleh is
setting
doing
a tone.
That. I don't think Saleh's doing that though. Like because
he now like what's an out?
No, I don't think Saleh doesn't make a move without Aaron Rodgers telling him what he can do.
That's absolutely
true. And Aaron Rodgers doesn't do off-season work like that.
Yeah, you're right.
That's true. That's true. I think Aaron Rodgers is probably somebody. Would certainly love to just sit there and watch everybody play bull in the ring, you know? But it's not on a practice that he's going to be there.
No. So this caipirinha is a Brazilian cocktail that's famous in that Sao Paulo area. It kind of looks like a mint julep or maybe like a gin and tonic. It's got lime
floating
in it. Scott
Goldick with the assist on that one.
Thank you, Scott.
Scotch. Sugar, lime, and ice.
I love him
so
much.
We love you, Scott.
Sugar cane and hard liquor.
We need to get a scotch and a cigar soon.
So, wait, like added sugar or like simple syrup or something?
Here he goes.
Sugar cane.
He helped you on the pronunciation.
Oh, my gosh.
Caipirinha. Caipirinha. Yes.
Okay.
Learning some Portuguese. It looks amazing. I'll tweet out a photo of it at GBag Nation.
Okay, we also have something fun to monitor and watch for tonight. We have a new member of the Green Bay Packers who is probably on many a fantasy team. I thought this was a unique stat. Josh Jacobs can make history tonight. He needs 5 catches to become the all-time leader in career catches without a single receiving touchdown to his professional name. And
didn't the Patriots have a guy do that for a while?
Jacoby Myers, wasn't
Jacoby Myers.
Yes, Jacoby Myers did that as a receiver.
That's over 100 receptions, though, right?
Well, this is for the career, not for a season.
No, obviously. Jacoby Myers didn't have one
career.
First, like, 2-3 years of
this
his career.
Is his
That's
career.
Incredible, dude.
Yeah. But this is great. I hope his 5th catch is a touchdown.
That's how you want it to go? That'd be cool. That'd be cool. If it's going to happen, like if he's going to get a touchdown in the 5, the 5th one should be the one. But I'll be all over that tonight.
Yeah, 5 breaks it or 5 ties it?
5. He makes history.
Okay.
He becomes it. So okay. 5 breaks.
I thought that was a tie. I thought Walchuk was just representing his generation with like, I want everybody to win. Let's get a tie here.
Hey, everybody gets a gold star.
Aren't you guys the same bottle of wine?
Yeah, we're the same damn generation.
That's what I thought.
Come on, 4-year difference.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I'm an old soul. I'm more like you, Brian.
Put off a Gen X vibe. God. Very toxic.
We are the most toxic show on the station.
That's fact.
I do know
that's right.
By the way, I want to say how much
what are you talking
I
about?
Appreciated giving you guys giving us a segment killer the other day with the Sandler call-in. And I think we angered Jared by saying, overall, your point was probably better than this.
Gave you a segment, Sean and RJ.
Yes, exactly. Because the idea was
teamwork.
We were like, okay, well, he was right. He caught the – he was like, okay, you didn't watch the game. But then the bigger point was like, yeah, but – To try
good.
And argue that he's not been a disappointment, that's a tough argument to make.
We were going to have Sandler on, but
I appreciate that.
We kind of pissed him off.
We don't need Sandler. We got Brett Boone today.
Brett Boone. He's better.
Where's Pease?
Sand's a tough son of a gun, you know, and he knows his baseball.
He does.
I tip my cap to him. Hats off to him, as Steven would say.
Yes, exactly. He's I love Jared, but, you know, I'm not surprised you got the text like we were saying this week. You know, Jared is like Beetlejuice, where it's you say his name and he will pop up in your text if you mention him on the
air.
I
heard you say that, and I was like, you're absolutely right, because I said it yesterday and my phone started blowing up.
What did I do? What did I do?
He's like an abusive.
Somebody said you just turned on me. What the hell happened? What did I miss?
He's like an abusive Beetlejuice, though. Well, he's going to unload on you, and it'll be like, oh, man, I'm sorry. You know?
Dude, wasn't
me.
We got the we have the 105 through the Fan Reddit page now, right?
Yes, we do. Wow. Thank you, Bobby.
And so, some people were on there talking about the interaction.
Now that'll ruin your day.
It's all anybody wants to talk about right now.
Sure enough,
they ruined our day.
Jared
it will ruin your day.
Jared Sandler jumped in the comments on Reddit.
No way. That's epic.
Yeah, and the first reply back to it was somebody said, "Jesus, you are Beetlejuice." Let's go.
That is fantastic.
It is,
man.
A good reply.
That is the gift that keeps on giving. Screw you, Jared. Goodbye.
I love that movie.
One of the greatest
Screw you, Jared,
dismounts
goodbye.
In radio history.
I really wish you had said that to Mike, though, yesterday when he called in. Screw you, Mike. Goodbye.
I'll keep that in mind.
Shut up, Mike.
Peter Schrager has been a football Nostradamus for the last, like, half decade.
Super Bowl, dude.
6 years. Going on 6 years predicting the Super Bowl.
6 years. Did you all see what his prediction was for this year?
I did. We have the same NFC champion.
And that is?
The Green Bay Packers.
The Green Bay Packers.
Wow.
Of Green Bay. But they lose.
Yes.
Two?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs. The three-peat happens.
Super Bowl one, I guess.
According to Schrager.
Be a fun matchup.
So yeah. What is he's gotten the exact matchup right, or he's just gotten the winner right for 6 years in a row?
No, he's I think he's
at least it's for sure the matchup, but I think he's gotten both.
All
I think
right, you know what that tells me, Brian? That tells me Cliff Kingsbury is writing the script because that's who loves talking to Schrager.
Oh,
remember that during draft time that Schrager had Arizona's pick right like 8 straight years?
Yeah,
and we were all like, "That's the only one who'll get right." Sure enough, and then what happened? Goes away, and Arizona, you got no clue.
I need to see how accurately he projected Washington's draft this year.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Good point. Good point, Robert.
Okay, here's your football question of the day before we get you out of here.
Dan Campbell.
We have the streak that is more...
Is Kirk Cousins underrated?
The streak that is more likely to be snapped. Is it the NFC East champion streak, which hasn't been a repeat division winner in how long now?
20 years.
I mean, ridiculous. Or is it Mike Tomlin being a, I guess, above 500 or better guy?
Oh, wow.
The Steelers, 8 wins or less.
I can't bet.
Or Cowboys repeat.
I'm not betting against Tomlin.
He will find a way. Watch. Justin Fields will be comeback player of the year.
It's unreal. Like, he was, what, 4 games below 500?
He will.
And then he ends up winning the last 4 games to do it last year?
Yeah. And he's done it with a guy named Duck.
Yeah. Well, with Duck Hodges.
So, which is more likely, the Cowboys to repeat as champions or Tomlin to fall below 500? Okay. Then, yeah, it would be Tomlin. I don't think Dallas is winning the division.
No, I picked Washington, and this it made me sick to do.
I don't think Dallas is finishing above 500.
Ooh, Cowboys are winning the division at 11-6.
Cowboy insider Bobby Belt.
I am praying that the Cowboys snap this streak, and they do win the division.
It's 11-6.
But I don't,
really?
I'm
you got to stop defending Dak like this.
Not doing it.
Be honest. Do you watch Dak? Be
Bobby,
honest,
stop
Kevin.
Digging in on stuff. You know
you're so damn dug in over there. You've always hated Dak. You can't stand Dak.
Dug in my ass.
Just go get me Matthew Stafford.
Hey, insider dude, when's he going to sign?
That's a good question.
He's not.
Here's the thing is that this is the most unique information delivery I think we've gotten on any negotiation.
It's crazy how it's gone all over the place.
People I trust a lot who have normally been right 100% of the time they're split where they're telling me, oh, yeah, I think it'll definitely get done before Sunday. And then there's others who go, nope, I don't know that it ever gets done. And it's so split that it's – I wrote on Twitter last night that either to me is –
You said you were drunk.
Not that point.
Oh, it was still a good conversation.
I was working through the emotions of a potential Dak departure. That's why I got drunk.
We do our best work drunk.
Either they are mutually and intentionally muddying the waters with the way they're talking to people – or the other option, which would be more concerning for the idea of getting anything done, is that their communication is so bad and so poor right now that they can't even understand if they're close or not. Almost like a couple that gets divorced and one of them goes, I never saw it coming. And the other goes, how could you not see it coming? I felt like we were divorced for 3 years. And so the fact that all the information is that spread out, it's either very intentional to me or it means there's massive issues with communication between those two.
I definitely understand that point. I think Dak is still going to focus through whatever it is and play well. You know, I think the division is worse than it was. I think you go 5-1 in the division and figure out a way to get another 5 or 6 wins to take it. But the don't you think the Eagles in the second half last year really showed what we're heading towards, which is them collapsing and falling apart, needing a new head coach to try to rebuild, get a pass rush and a defense back together?
Yeah, I mean, there was I can't remember whose article. Was it ESPN or maybe it was Russini or somebody? But the report was out there that basically Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni have to have a mediator. They are not able to talk to each other. Not like it's been ordered that way, but the only way they have good interactions is if somebody's there with them kind of facilitating it. That seems pretty toxic and pretty bad. So, yeah, the Cowboys could win the division just based on that sort of vulnerability, but, man, this is setting up so much the way it did in 2019, and that was a very toxic locker room that went 8-8.
Very good. Thank you, Bobby. Always good to see Bobby Belt from the Sean and RJ Show. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas on Lemon. We're back with Eric Nadel. And a Friday, what you drinking, what you thinking here in the G-Bag Nation.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It's an epic football Friday. We're heading for Cowboys and Browns, week one of the NFL season. Sunday's pregame at 12:30. Kickoff 3:25. Thanks to Bobby Belt for joining us. It's time now to catch up with Eric Nadel. Rangers Angels tonight coming up at 6:30. The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. The segment's brought to you by Soda, the state-of-the-art, and by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. We're just a few minutes from what you're drinking and what you're thinking here on a Friday night as well, as Eric Nadel joins us, brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care. And a good evening to you, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great, Gavin. How are you?
Doing wonderful. 7.5 out now. I know it's a big number still, but at what point would this start to get, like, really interesting? What's the number?
I think you got to get to 500 first, you know, rather than how many games back. You know, you still have Seattle in front of you, too. But with seven games remaining against them, you know, I think the key is getting back to 500, obviously. You know, winning the next three against the Angels would be crucial to do that. Two out of three is nice, but at this point, you know, the Rangers need to be sweeping some series, you know, not just winning series.
With the injuries and the absences that they have, it's crazy. But it would be the most baseball thing ever, right, to be repeating as champions, to go all year struggling, then you get a bunch of injuries and go on a run, right?
Yeah, exactly. It would be even more improbable than last year. But again, I want to see him playing well. You know, who knows next weekend whether DeGrom and Scherzer will come back. You know, certainly conceivable based on what happens tomorrow night in their rehab outings. But they could make things interesting the rest of the way.
Indeed. Okay, with the Elvis Andrus event, where does he go among the favorite players you've ever called? Or what would you say about Elvis?
Well, he's definitely one of my favorites. You know, I love the guys who play with a smile on their face. Elvis always did that. You know, he did that from the time he came up in 2009. I'll never forget the way he injected life into the Rangers, daring base running into the Rangers, the way he ran the bases in Tampa Bay in that playoff series when the Rangers finally won a playoff series in 2010, you know, scoring from second base on infield outs, things like that, taking the chances on the bases, batting all over the lineup, and giving the Rangers some range at shortstop that they hadn't had in a really long time. And, you know, and also being an outstanding member of the community, he's definitely the shortstop on my all-Ranger team based on my favorites.
Eric, Cody Bradford was so unique to watch last night. I mean, you know, this is all about how hard do these guys throw. And here's Cody Bradford, who's managing to get people out throwing sub-90 fastballs. I mean, how rare is that in today's game?
It's pretty rare. And, you know, he does have that elite extension, as they say, which makes the 90-mile-an-hour fast, you know, seem faster to the batter. He also has great command. And I think that's the key, you know, being able to locate that fastball. You've got the manager constantly touting how well he prepares, which is interesting to me because, you know, all the pitchers prepare well. They all prepare hard. They've all got the scouting report. So it may be that Cody is a little bit better at actually employing the scouting report and executing the pitches that the scouting report recommends. But you look at him now, he's got a 3.21 ERA. If you take out, you know, that first outing when he came back off the injured list was rusty, he's got an ERA under 3. And this is now in a significant number of starts. So as you project the rotation for next year, this is a guy I think you can definitely count on. You know, one thing we haven't been able to quantify yet is the deception that a pitcher has. You know, we can quantify the vertical approach angle, as they say, the release point, the extension. It's deception itself that really interests me. Guys like Kirby Yates clearly has it. You know, his 92 and 93 mile an hour fastball plays up like 96 to the hitter. You know, what is it about his motion? There's something in Cody Bradford's motion too that makes that 90 mile an hour fastball more effective. I'm not sure what it is, but the batter just isn't seeing the ball that well.
Well, can you quantify just how excited you get when you watch Wyatt Langford play baseball? I mean, my goodness, man.
It's become must-watch radio for me. It's gotten to the point where I don't want to miss a Wyatt Langford at bat. You know, you start thinking about what it's like when Adolis is hot, you know, what it was like when Josh Hamilton was at the plate for the Rangers. You know, he may turn a single into a double. Every home run seems to be a big one. I mean, he's hit, 10 home runs, and only 2 of them have been solos. And so many of them have been huge home runs. And now that he's, you know, playing left field regularly, he's being much more productive. One thing that hasn't been mentioned, I don't think, by anybody, is he hasn't hit a single home run as a DH this year. And for much of the year, he was the designated hitter. All 10 of his home runs have come when he's played the outfield. And that's something I think the Rangers definitely have to keep in mind going forward.
Yeah,
wow, that's a great nugget there, Eric. Thank you.
Hey, Eric. Okay, here's my weird baseball question for you. How strange was it to see like Reggie Jackson and like Rod Carew play for the Angels?
Reggie was a weird one. Rod Carew, not so much, but Reggie was very, very strange, and he'd been around with a few teams by that point. You know, with Rod Carew, it was basically Twins and then Angels. But Reggie was a guy who I always disliked as a player. You know, having grown up as a Yankee hater, and him having the heroics for the Yankees. Also, I was never really fond of his personality. You know, when he was a player, I know that he has softened since then.
Sure.
But,
didn't play with a smile much, did he?
That's a good way of putting it, that's for sure.
All right, it's a Friday, brother. What you drinking and what you thinking?
Well, what I'm thinking is there's a band that I really like that just put out their first full-length album. They're called The Heavy Heavy, and they're not heavy rock. They're a folk rock band from Great Britain, and they just put their first album out today, and people should check that out. And I'm just sipping iced tea today. I'm not working tonight, so I'm just relaxing. I'm looking forward to listening to Matt and Jared do the game and maybe go out later on, listen to some music. But it's an iced tea day for me.
Live it up, man. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Salute. Eric Nadel brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care. And you heard right. It is time now for that one segment of the week where you're encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings. It's what you're drinking and what you thinking at 877-881-1053. Currently drinking a 20-ounce Diet Coke that Tolo Jason brought for me. Salute to you, sir. I'm thinking about how Eric took down those wings. You know, He averaged a wing every 12 seconds. By the time he got into that second minute, though, it was a sub-10-second wing that he was clipping there for the final 2 minutes that brought it in really strong. 15 wings in just 3 minutes. I was inspired, Brian. How about you?
I'll tell you what it was. And he called the number. He said, hey, I think I could do this. I think he's with that newfound confidence, maybe more.
I think 20.
Maybe
I think you can hit the 20.
Technique I really like.
Put it past him.
Yeah, he was well beyond that 90, percent clean rate.
I think
he handled that very well. I had a lemonade here earlier today, and it was very, very good.
Hey,
the lemonade's been very, very good. What I'm thinking is I hope everybody joins us as we get started in another season of Cowboy football for our Cowboys pregame shows and postgame shows. I think we do it better than anybody when it comes to the guests we have, the knowledge we have, what we bring to it. And then the postgame, we give you the opportunity to sound off with us and things like that and give you the analysis and give you that stuff from the locker room. So I hope everybody takes the opportunity to kind of find us on that platform, wherever you get your stuff for us for 105.3 The Fan, and enjoy some Cowboy football with us this fall.
Cheers to that.
Absolutely. Drinking some water here. And I'll probably change that over to some vodka a little bit later tonight. The family coming over. We'll hang out. We'll watch Eagles and Packers. But certainly thinking about, I missed last Friday, but our good buddy Kenny and Quinlan and his fam, Eric and I, we got to go meet Tuesday. And Cody, his son, awesome Tolo community that we have here. Jason, who came by, went to the funeral for Kenny along with Rodeo Ron. And we're all in this together. What You Drinking, What You Thinking's brought so many people. I know Pappy, Tim, and Carthage a part of this as well. It's pretty awesome, the joy and impact that this segment alone has really had on people.
How about you, Chief?
Amen to that, man. Definitely thinking about Kenny, sipping on some lemonade. What a time it was to meet his family and hearing all the stories and getting some of the backstories on the rock and roll tequila and all that kind of stuff, man. It was just it was truly fantastic. It was a celebration of his life, and they were you could tell how heartbroken they were, but also just how excited they got when they talked about him.
Yeah.
And relived all those special memories and getting to do that with them, with Walchuk and, of course, Gavin Spittle as well. It was a really, really good time this week. I'm also thinking about an epic, legendary, one-of-one, beautiful color clash that we get at the Big House tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Are Texas, you Michigan. Kidding me? Those two uniforms, that just makes sense.
It's the icy whites for Texas.
It's just going to be fantastic. So I cannot wait for that. I'm wondering if Texas is going to cover that spread. Walchuk, I think you think they are.
But how big is it now?
It's 7.5.
I think they're going to cover it. You just don't know who's playing quarterback right now for Michigan. That whole thing's a little bit wonky. I think Texas is ready to go. And look, that defense for Michigan's still very, very good. But I think the offensive line can handle it. I think Texas can cover that.
We go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander is screening up the phone calls and preparing to tell us what he's drinking and thinking.
I'm drinking water. Almost had a whole gallon. And finished up some protein shake as well. So I can feed my muscles.
Yeah.
Thinking about scooping up a large keto pizza on the way home from Zalat's and getting low for the rest of the night. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I didn't know they had a keto pizza.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. Nice large one.
And it sounds like your nutrition's on point right now, sir.
Yeah. I'm getting ready for next season. You know what I mean? Right now, yeah.
Let's go. Okay, who's first on the phone call, sir?
Rodeo Ron, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, dog?
Here we go.
Drinking that Jeffy with the splash, the sweet tea. I want to give a shout out to Tuesday and Cody. I want to give a shout out to those two hockey playing grandsons. One of them is a middle school A-team running back now. What am I thinking? It's NFL time, baby.
Let's go.
That means we have 53 players that wear a star on their head. It's time to shut up, put up, or get the F out of here. You know, the Cowboys Nations, we're always all in. So is your all in, boys. Let's go, Cowboys. And remember, if you're not hanging out with Rodeo Ron, drinking Jim Beam, listen to 105.3 The Fan. Where the F you at, baby?
Yes, sir.
There you go, Ron.
Found out at Fanbowl Rodeo Ron, one of the best MLB The Show players out there. He had just thrown a perfect game the night before.
Wow.
Yeah, while intoxicated. Who's next, Lucius?
We got Bailey. I believe he's in Arlington. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Bailey?
I'm retired Bailey in Arlington, and I'm having a nice glass of sweet tea on this Friday afternoon, watching the storms blow past. And I tell you what I'm thinking. I agree with what Diana Rossini said the other day about Dak. It ain't about the money. It's about the years. Dallas don't want to give him a long-term deal.
All righty. Salute to you, Bailey in Arlington. Thanks for checking in. Who's next, Lucius?
Caught me in the middle of drinking this water. Polo in Garland, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, Polo?
What's going on, fellas? I couldn't drink anything. You already know about the heart attack, but my girl had a margarita, and I had a sweet tea at Applebee's a few minutes ago. We eat some of the boneless wings. They were okay, but they weren't spectacular. So what I'm thinking is, tomorrow, I hope SMU kicks BYU, but I know they're in the ACC, which is just dumb, but I'm rooting for my ponies, and I'm rooting for my Longhorns. Go to Michigan, show them what that Texas is what about. Cowboys, y'all just going to be the Cowboys. I really just don't have any hope, even though they still my team. But Gavin, I want you to stay true to who you are. I want you to get on Jerry Jones or Stephen Jones, but it asks you the hard questions, Gavin. That's why I respect you, buddy. Lucas, I love you. Brothers, man, keep on doing what you're doing. Will Chuck, you'll follow. Love y'all, man. Bye.
Love
Thank you,
Polo.
Appreciate it.
Love you, man.
Be well.
Living that sober life these days, following that heart attack.
That heart is scary,
Glad
man.
Glad you're healthy, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that, you know, the Kenny and Quinlan story make you appreciate your friends and family just a little bit more. And it's unfortunate that we got to go through a tragedy to get there. But, damn it, I love hearing you guys' voices here on this. So what you drinking, what you thinking on a Friday as we broadcast live Buffalo Wild Wings on Lemon in Dallas. Who's next, Lucius?
Let's go out to the 254 and talk to Walt in Waco. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Walt?
Hey, man, drink that Natty Light, baller on a budget. And like my man, Wolchuk, Lahiam, I couldn't get through last week because of all the love, but this has been on my heart. I lost my dad, man, July 4th this past year. Man, he was just about a month and a half shy of 62 years old, so it's pretty unexpected. And it was just the craziest thing, though. Me and my brother are renovating my mom's house, trying to give her a comfortable, nice place to live and make her feel better. And we're painting, and he's been a Tolo longer than me. And then all of a sudden it comes on, and you guys start breaking the news about Kenny and Quinlan. And me and my brother just stop and, like, look at each other and don't even say anything, man. And so it's one of those things, and I just want to tell his family, it's so crazy how you could have never met anybody, met someone, man, and listen to them for years and feel like you know them in four-minute increments once a week. So Kenny and Quinlan, man, you touched our hearts. And you know what? To all of his family, legends never die. Rock on, Kenny.
Rock on, baby.
Hell of a call. Thank you, brother.
LFG, Walt.
Yes, sir. Walt, that was dominant, sir.
What do you say, Lucius? Want to get a couple of more in here?
Black and Gold B, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Yo, what up, fellas?
What up?
I quit drinking beer. Like, I guess I decided to quit right after Fanbowl until the season started.
Okay.
I quit drinking, but yesterday was my dad's birthday, so I had a few cold beers with him yesterday.
We're back, baby.
And today, oh, yeah, I'm back. But for today, man, I didn't get to call in last week, but man, Kenny wasn't just a legend. He's definitely number one on the Rushmore, what you're drinking, what you're thinking. But me and my wife are both, it was a salute to Kenny, we're both going to have two shots each of Rock and Roll Tequila. Man, that's a cool little bottle, man, that guitar. That's pretty badass.
Yeah, it is a cool bottle.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, man. But,
get you some of that peach mango from Sonic.
I'm glad the season's here. Looking forward to the game tonight. And before I go, the song I want to recommend is it's the last song I used to recommend to my dad as a kid, and it's Separate Ways by Journey.
There you go.
Yeah. Y'all have a great weekend, fellas.
Terrific tune. Thank you, Black and Gold B. Opens the line at 877-881-1053.
Kelly Blue, you're the G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
G-Bag Nation, what do you do?
What up?
I'm drinking that OL double-weeded bourbon. It's amazing.
Wow. All right.
Okay. I'm thinking the Eagles are going to lose by six. Cowboys going to win by six. I'm also thinking RIP to Kenny, to the last caller's point, man. He was amazing. I never met the guy, but you got to feel for when you listen to somebody so long and they lose their life, man. So RIP Kenny, go Cowboys, let's get it. Yeah, get it?
Yeah. Salute to you, sir. Great call, Kelly. I'll drink to that. Anybody else, Lucius?
Yeah, Philly Mike, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Philly Mike?
Hey, Philly Mike here, your favorite drunken drinking bartender.
Here he
and
is.
And I'm drinking 20 grand.
Okay. What's that?
It's a vodka cognac mix.
Okay.
You're not messing around.
Yeah, that's the big leagues right there.
No.
What you thinking?
And what I'm thinking is I predict that Jalen Hurts is going to be responsible for 6 touchdowns tonight. Either running and passing.
That booze must be good.
Take the over.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you checking in with us here. Philly Mike, the 20 grand premium vodka infused with cognac.
Wow.
Might have to come out of retirement just to sip on that. Anything else, Lucius?
Yeah, let's go to Big Jim. We're going to end it with Big Jim. You're in the G-Bag Nation, Big Jim. What are you drinking? What you thinking, yeah, sir?
Well, good afternoon, fellas. It's whiskey this afternoon. And well, I'm looking forward to some college football tomorrow. I'm hoping the I'm not a huge OSU fan. I like that running back. I hope they cut those pigs up and put them in the frying pan and turn them into bacon. I wrote a limerick, fellas. I just figured I'd try to do something that would be, add a little bit to this NFL year. It's clean, but I wanted to try it. I thought it might be something Kenny would do. So here we go. The Cowboys are coming in fast. In Cleveland, they're built to outlast. With that throwing fire and Rico running higher, they'll crush the Browns and kick ass.
You nailed it, Big Jim.
Good stuff.
Have a great weekend. Salute to you, sir.
Good stuff, Big Jim. We love you, brother.
We go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has LA Live.
Yeah, it's a feel good Friday. Let's wrap it up with some Rick James.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. Make it dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
Who's your favorite rapper? If Jay-Z's got to be Robinson's guy, who's yours?
I have got to give props to Ludacris, because although he's not the only one, I think he was the first one to name check me. I believe it went something like this. And for you youngsters out there, we're not encouraging this behavior. I just want to make that clear.
No,
it's sort of like saying, any rebroadcast reproduction is kind of a rote thing. Now, kids, this is just the lyric, and I'm just quoting it. And it's Ludacris talking about himself. I'd be rolling torpedoes, get blunted with Rostas, and for a hefty fee, I'm on your record like Bob Costas.
Yeah. So feel good Friday here at LA Live. This is Friday, September 6th, 2024. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. Yeah, you got 48 hours of liberty, people. Avoid the law dogs this weekend. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. If you want to drive fast, there's legal drag strips here in the DFW. You can get that off. Don't do it on the highways. You got legal drag strips. Keep your emotions in check, because your emotions can't get you in trouble out here. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend.
No, sir. No crash out.
Please don't crash out. And if you, I'm not telling you to go do drugs. Kids, stay away from drugs. Yeah. That's the best thing to do. But if you just can't stop, at least go to Amazon and order one of those kits where you can test the drugs.
There you go.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to lose you because somebody's trying to make a quick buck and they use your life to do it.
The bad pill.
Yeah, man. Let's see. Before we, no, I'm not even going to do that. I don't have the time. All right. I'll ask you fellas a quick question. Who is the worst NBA player of all time?
Kwame Brown.
Oh, no, way worse than that.
Worst NBA player of all time that's ever touched a hardwood, that's ever checked in. Well, pause. That's ever checked into a game.
I'm going to go with the former Trailblazers and New York Knicks center, Chris Dudley.
Ooh,
that was brutal. That's a good one.
I'm not mad at that one. I had Cherokee Parks and Sam Bowie on my list.
Oh man.
Sean Bradley. Brian Scalabrine.
Oh
wow.
That's how I have my list.
Give me Darko Milicic.
Yeah, Darko.
Yes.
Yeah, it's got to be a big man, you know? Because all the little guys, like if you ran into them at the Y, if they were in the NBA, they will score every point for the other team and steal the ball every time.
And some of them even had a moment, you know?
Yeah.
Like you had the Jeremy Lin run. Yogi Ferrell had a moment.
Hasheem Thabeet.
Oh, brutal.
Well, let me tell you what.
It's a good pull.
Well, let me tell you what here, fellas.
Yeah.
We missed Sam Bowie, by the way.
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal says Rudy Gobert and Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Worst basketball players of all time.
Oh, Ben.
Wow. Worst basketball players of all time. Listen to this.
Bolt NBA player.
Rudy Gobert.
Oh, my God. I knew he was going to say Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert.
He's worse than Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons is another bum. No, because you know why?
I'm sorry to Rudy Gobert because
I'm going to tell you why. If you sign a contract for $250, show me $250. It's the reason why I walk funny and why I can't turn my neck and why I can't do it because I played for my $120. So you got guys like him that the system over. They're making all this money and they can't play.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely the worst bang for your buck there with Ben Simmons.
Yeah, that's no doubt. But not the worst basketball player in the NBA, bro.
No. Gobert's defensive player of the year. You know, he's good in the regular season. He sucks in the playoffs.
I love how Shaq just gets a little toxic. Everything is just a little personal sometimes.
Yeah, especially if it's a big man. He likes to talk about the big man. He's going to take shots to shoot the big man.
Rasho Nesterovich.
Yeah. And he came at Dwight Howard, and I understand that because Dwight Howard took that man's whole image.
Yeah.
Image and likeness.
And soiled it a little bit.
Okay. All right. So I think Shaq might be reaching right there. Just a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I would have loved to have seen Rudy Gobert battle him. Like when Shaq was killing everybody, you had Sabonis, who was giant but getting old, and then Yao Ming was still too young. Like there was like nobody. But if you could take 7'3 Gobert back in the day, that was the exact kind of guy that the league needed to try to slow him down.
Yeah. Rudy seen what Shaq had said. Shaq was sitting with his son, by the way, so the son was gassing. Dad, you so funny. Rudy seen that. Rudy high-roaded him and said, oh, man, this is just sad. I don't know why everybody's jumping on Rudy. I mean, I understand that we hate him, but he's just not he's not an awful basketball player.
No. It's just grading on the scale of being like a max contract player.
Yeah.
A team trades for you and gives up like more assets than we've ever seen as if you're some LeBron James level dude. And then you get out there and you can't play in the postseason. So they don't respect you because you get paid like them and you get acknowledgments like them being the great players, but you never show up when it matters. And you get on other people's highlight reels all the time.
And he's a B word.
Michael Olukonde.
He was pretty bad as a number one overall pick.
That's what I couldn't remember his name, and I had to look it up.
The Candyman.
Clippers.
Yeah. Cherokee Parks came up as number one on this list that I found.
We should do the top 10.
That's a good idea. Let's do that.
Yeah. Derek Lively. He even has some words for Rudy Gobert.
They played the Minnesota Timberwolves. There is zero reason Rudy Gobert should have been on that court.
Zero.
But you are paying him about $40, $50 million.
Damn.
You better get your ass out there and figure it the out.
And he didn't.
And he didn't.
He did not.
And he didn't.
And he did.
This is our guy?
Yeah, bro. Well,
I love it, man.
Lively calls it.
Lively's
like
agreeing. Lively's the one agreeing.
Okay,
with
okay.
Him. The other guy's saying it. Lively's agreeing with him.
Yeah, Lively's agreeing.
Yeah, that's a Lively at the very end right here.
Rudy Gobert should have been on that court.
Zero.
But you are paying him.
Zero.
Zero.
That's Lively. What a great voice he has. I don't even know. What an underrated voice.
He's the man, dude. He's my favorite man.
Thankfully, Minnesota makes that trade. You know, otherwise, you give him all those picks back and all that cap space back. Things could have gone different.
Speaking of oversized things, as we're moving on in LA Live on a Feel Good Friday, what do you guys know about Baby Gronk?
Oh, yeah, I know about the Baby Gronk. His dad's apparently
his dad's nuts.
A real big a-hole.
Yeah, much more hype than substance, I think, Baby Gronk.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's awkward, to be honest.
I like how you said hype.
How old is that kid now?
12, probably 14.
I don't know. 30, yeah.
Is he playing high school football?
No, he's probably still middle school.
Oh, middle school.
Maybe ninth grade max.
B team?
That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
He's like not even good.
He might. Well, he's good at rapping. He's good at rapping. Oh, yeah. Okay. He's got a diss track.
They say bird sounds.
He's taking some shots at the Costco guys.
Oh, wow. The
Costco. And Rizzler.
Oh, chocolate chunk cookie.
Yeah, listen to this. Can't be my friend if you really ain't this. Baby Grump. I'm the Rizzler of all. New Baby Grump. With the background, she know I'm him. Hey. I put it on, you know I came in trim. Rich off scratch and I got Libby on my DM. I got big racks, I ain't never gonna end. Now I'm driving fast in the AMG Benz. Saw me drive past, now you calling your friend. You call it my phone, you want me, I know. You follow me around everywhere I go.
That's
not baby grow. Nah, it's not awful, right?
Yeah.
It's not awful. I like how he said, I got a baddie and she know I'm him.
She know I'm him.
Riding around in the SL Benz. You can't drive, bro.
His riders are incredible.
It's his dad.
That auto-tune is working for him.
Yeah, that auto-tune going crazy for the boy. All right, I got some Coach Brown, but I'll skip that, because I just don't have the time. Well, damn. I just don't have the time. I guess I'll just do this right here and call it a weekend. Y'all be safe out here. Drive carefully. Enjoy the football this weekend. Please don't get overly drunk and abuse your family or nothing like that, okay? I want to see you back here on Monday, all right? Lord willing and the creek don't rise. My name is Lucius Alexander, and that's my time.
There it is. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Another Expressway is in the books, brought to you by the On-Time Experts. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas on Lemon. Swing on by, get you some wings, get you some cheese curds, something delicious to drink. Get your Friday started off properly. Nice, a lovely family of Tolos has just sat down here in the dining area. We'd love to see you next. Another 30 minutes of show leading into Rangers pregame. Jared Sandler steps in next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.